The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday blocked the Trump administration from ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. The program lets certain people brought to the U.S. illegally as children live and work in the country. About 14,000 North Carolina residents qualify for DACA but haven't yet applied, according to the Migration Policy Institute. WFAE's Claire Donnelly spoke with one of them.
Jessica Sanchez is 25 years old. She's lived in Charlotte for most of her life. Her parents immigrated from Mexico when she was a baby.
I was brought to the United States at 11 months because I needed a surgery.
Sanchez was born with a condition called spina bifida, which means her spine formed outside of her body instead of inside.
I wouldn't move or talk at all. So my doctors in Mexico said I wasn't going to live past three days or 3 months or live, period.
In the U.S., Sanchez says she had surgery when she was 3 years old. Doctors placed a tube called a shunt in her head to help drain fluid from in and around her brain. She now uses a wheelchair. Sanchez says she doesn't have a social security number, but says she pays taxes using something called an individual taxpayer identification number. Sanchez graduated from Zebulon B. Vance High School in 2013. She meets all of the requirements for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA, but she hasn't applied yet. She says she wasn't sure she qualified and was having medical problems when the program started in 2012. About 24,200 DACA recipients live in North Carolina, according to the most recent federal numbers. Around 38,000 in the state are eligible, according to an estimation from the Migration Policy Institute. Sanchez says she's happy and excited about the Supreme Court decision.
I saw it on my Facebook feed. I knew they were gonna do it today, the vote, but I didn't know what time they were going to do it, so I was just waiting for the results.
Sanchez says getting DACA could make her health situation easier. Right now, she doesn't have health insurance and can't buy it under the Affordable Care Act because she doesn't have a social security number.
I would be able to get health care without, you know, being told no, because I've been told no a lot of times.
Sanchez says she wants to go to college to study law. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.